April Newton.
Jason Newton.
600 block of Deep Teen Road. I teach media ethics.
I'm a TV news anchor and reporter at WBAL.
Tell me your love story. How'd you guys meet?
Newsroom love, man. It's newsroom.
I know. Actually, one of the ethical lessons I always tell my students is what a bizarre industry this is and how you really have to be careful, because in those first jobs, you're just, it's the worst hours, and you're going to share cheap takeout with the people that you work with, and you're going to go to the happy hour with the people that you work. Like, your whole life is just these other people on these weird schedules who also make $2 an hour.
A recipe for romance.
And I said, and then I always pause. I always pause and say, but of course, I ended up marrying my anchor, so take that with a grain of salt.
I just needed more time on TV, so you marry the producer. No.
Tell me what it's like from your perspective and your kid's perspective to get to turn on the TV in the morning and have husband and dad, the kid's dad, like, they're kind of in the room with you. Do you guys do that?
For me, we always like to watch it. And to me, we laugh when he does things that he does at home, because I forget that he's famous. And I always make the joke, it's not even a joke, this is a true thing that's happened. We're out and I think, why are those people staring? You have no right to stare at our little interracial family. It's just fine. You stop staring at us. And then I'll think, oh wait, they're not staring. They're not offended by us. They know who he is. Because all of a sudden we'll see a tweet like, sat next to Jason Newton in the restaurant tonight. And I'll think, oh, that's why you're staring. Right. I just asked him to take out the garbage. We talk pretty openly in our family about what color everybody is and what that might mean. But our kids are pretty little still. But I think we try to be pretty open. I think everybody should have those conversations openly. But particularly a family like ours needs to not pretend like we're not different.
I was asked this question in a school talk once, and somehow I guess they may have seen a picture of us together. So, you know, I was born black, I'm going to die black too. So, I mean, regardless of who I'm married, like, it's the same life. You marry someone because you love them and because, you've entered this partnership together. It's a project and you're going to finish this project together. And some people are going to love the project and some people are going to hate it. I just don't have time to. I got two kids to raise and a job that starts at 3 o'clock in the morning. I think that we're very upfront and honest with each other. And even the boys, I think they're starting to notice, but there's no socioeconomic or political background to what they see. It'll be a discussion.
My name is Jonas Newton. I'm 9.
We're trying to build a fort.
What are you using to build the fort?
Sheets, blankets, and some chairs.
What else needs to happen on the fort? Oh, who's under there?
August.
How old are you?
6.
For full disclosure, let me have you describe the extent of the friendship between my boy and your boys and the amount of time that my son spends over at this house.
We have shared some meals with your son occasionally, but
sometimes on the same day.
I jokingly will call him my third son. And then the day I heard him say that to you, I was like, oh no, listen, man, that's not what I meant. That's not what I meant. But it's that kind of atmosphere. I would trust you with ours,
right?
Without a doubt. If I had to rush out for an emergency and you were available, I wouldn't hesitate. And I'm guessing that for all the other parents, the same way.
Right.
In reverse.
We're in my backyard playing on the good tire swing. And this is pretty much what we do all day.
One of my dreams is that someday that Jonas would be my brother-in-law in August, too.
Well, they're kind of like your brothers, because you come over here every day.
Yeah. Well, maybe it's not official, but I think us, and I hope Jonas and August would agree that we're brothers-in-law, but it's not official.